And here goes. Very good morning to you all. We're going to be Daf Yud Aleph from Adalef, Sotim Yud Aleph from Adalef. We have a little bit more to do. And then we're going to have a pause. And we're going to do Chazor. It's been already a week since we started this study. And a little bit more in the Gemara, and then we'll do Chazor. So it says, Rav Ashi, remember the Gemara had so far Tzius in his Gudra and Chacham. Rav Gudra told us that you can't do because Chacham is after Zman Bil. Rav Gudra told us that you can harvest the body before the owner. I might come to Egypt. Wasn't worried about it. That was the first... That was the theory we had. On the other hand, we also had the theory of Rabbanon. The Rabbanon said that we don't allow you to grind flour before the Omer, because you might come to eat it, and yet the Rabbanon said you could do B'dikas Chometz until at least nightfall. So Rav Ashi is going to say another test. Rav Ashi is, the last two words in the line is Rav Ashi is about 15 lines down. Am I right, Rav Yaakov? No, Rav Ashi, the last two words in the line is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Omar, Debuda.
Oh, sorry, about
15. 15, okay, excellent. Rav Ashi Omar, Debuda, Rikasha. Rav Ashi said that theory between Debuda and Rikasha. Kemach was called Ethna. It says, you only have to do, he's going back on the first Kash will be asked on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda told you that you'll have to do Kemach Bakali. And Rav Yehuda said it's Birotah Chachamim. How's that shtin? How's that fit in with the opinion of Rav Yehuda on our mission? So he said that's not fair. Kemach Bakali Tna. Doesn't say you can do everything. So you can make Kemach and Kali. He meant to say that Kali you dry out so it's not fit for Achila, and no, it's flour. So you can make flour because you can't eat it. And you can make kali because you can't eat it. So that's why he allowed it. Really, okay, he's concerned it comes to eat. But these two particular things, there's no concern because you can't come to eat it because it's just not tasty. Because it's not edible. Says the Gemara, that answer is a mistake. Bedusa. Rav Ashi bedusa here. It's a mistake. Obviously, Rav Ashi didn't say this, or it's just he must have had a lapse in his understanding. Because it can't be. It just can't be. It just really means forgery. It's the expression we use when they say something which isn't correct. We don't want to say that they made a mistake. So we say it's a forgery, right? I once went to speak to Rob. I said, I got stuck, X, Y, and Z, was B. And I got it from this job. So he said, this job didn't say that. Right? That's what he mean. He told it to me. I don't believe you. He didn't say it. That's this expression here. Bedusahim. That's this expression. Like, what you're telling me is not true. He didn't say it. What do you mean? I'm telling you, I heard it. How can you tell me he didn't say it? So the side of the Gemara here, the side of the Gemara, it says that it's an expression used when Chachamim made a mistake, they don't embarrass them. So you use such an expression to say that either didn't exist or some other expression
could be
misquoted, right? Even though maybe it was a good quote. We don't want to say that this Amorah made such a mistake. So we say it's a misquote, yeah? But the Meister, what is quoted here as him saying it, can't be true. It must be a misquote. Why? Because, how do you make koli? How do you dry out flour, kernels? You first take fresh kernels, and then you dry them out. So what happens till then? Why did we allow you to make these dried out kernels? You're right. Once they're dried out, they're inedible. But what happened before that? Then they were edible. Potinach, Mikoli Vela. But Mikoram Abkoli Mikulema. Until the stage of Koli, that means till you dry it out, you're handling fresh kernels. Right? There's a risk you might come to eat it. And you see, they weren't concerned. So that was a good question we were asking. How can you get to tell me you can't do it because Tomek after Zman Bihor, you see you're allowed to make Kali. Now the actual Kali, there's no problem because you won't eat it. But how could you make the Kali? You're going to be holding on to fresh kernels. Why did they do it? Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's to do with its grass. I mean, first.
Because flour is only kind
of
the
cousin, something.
Yeah, I don't
know. Usually they dry
kernels for long storage.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then what do they do with it afterwards?
No, once they dry it, you can use 2 years later. Keep it in kind of spoil. Oh.
Okay, so they obviously did it for a reason, but at that stage, once they do it, it's inedible. So it says the Gemara, very nice, then it's inedible, but we're talking about till they get to it, and then they could eat it. And maybe you'll say, that's not a question. Maybe you'll say, Rechi Tema, perhaps you'll suggest, Alizei Kituf, that we're not concerned that you'll come to eat it before the drying out, but since you plucked it with a shinui, you didn't harvest it normally. Rather, you plucked it, maybe then there'll be a reminder not to eat it, and by the time you've dried it out, then there's no risk of eating anymore. So maybe, maybe it was plucked with a shinui, like Rava suggested at the beginning of our study. It's also not good, because what do you do with the second mission we brought? Where it said that you're allowed to cut with a scythe, and then there's no shinui whatsoever. But he said that's going like the opinion of Rebuda. How are you going to explain that? Rebuda said that you're allowed to harvest Chodosh, and if you said you can't do the Tikkat Chametz after Zman Bihor, how are you going to resolve it? Elo, Rashi, Medusa, Rashi is a Medusa. Rashi is a miscreant. This Rashi was just a miscreant, he didn't really say it. Okay. So that's the Gemara until here. I want to do just a little bit more, and then we'll do Chazara on the whole sugya. Yeah? Most of this sugya goes on and on, keeps rumbling and on until next stage. But a little bit more. So let's do a quick recap as we move on. Quick recap. What's the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda? When do we allow you and when do we not allow you to do, to handle forbidden food? When do we or when do we not allow you to handle forbidden food? Go on, Yaakov. What's the opinion of Yehuda?
In the case of comments, you can't handle comments after the
yeah, I'm going to cut you a little bit short because you're talking about specific cases. I want to know rule. He's obviously got a rule and he implied it in specific cases. But what's his rule? When does he allow it and when does he not allow it?
Doesn't matter if you, it's
a danger, you might want to visit. Yes, fair enough. But what? When? How do we know if there's such a danger? What's his rule? There's some Isurim he'll allow you to because there's no risk, and some Isurim he won't allow you to because there is a risk. There must be some principle behind it. Am I being unfair with Yaakov?
No, I'm
trying to identify the question or the answer? The question's clear?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you're right, you can tell me which Isurim actually said and which one or not, but there must be a reason why those are the Isurim. And you're right, that the reason why is because you're going to come or you're not going to come to eat it. There must be a certain equation to get me from A to B. Which is, no, so Yossi started, no, but didn't mean it. So it says, if Yossi, the equation is that any issa which you never were familiar with, then there's no risk you'll come to eat it. And therefore you allowed it. And some comments which you are familiar with, or anything else which you're familiar with, he would not allow you to handle it. That's your answer, your final answer, Yossi? That's the rule, there's nothing more to add to it. Yes,
Also, there's a concern that if you have a lot, then you make the compensation for it allowed for you to handle it as long as it's still something that's not going to be. It's not a year-round always handle.
So it shows adding, and this is why I wanted to hear, that besides bottom, you need another tonizer. You need another condition as well, and that is the financial loss. If you have both together, A, financial loss, and B, it's bodil, then he allows you to either to handle it. But if it's not financial loss, then he wouldn't, right? Fine? Oh, very good. Now, you're quite right. You're quite right. Now, even if there's no financial loss, if there's another thing, if there is a girl, it also allows you to, if it's bodil, again, you need bodil. You always need the bodil, but besides that, you need another tonight. Financial loss, and also, a financial loss is one tonight could be, or a regal is another tonight. Okay, very good. So now, did you manage to read a little bit more in the Gemara? So now, let's do the Gemara. I'm especially reading this line, although I want to do it first, I'm especially reading because it brings out the sugar which we learned so now. So it says the Gemara, the v'chol heichas of a bodil minei. Midot v'yudeh. Any case where you're not bodil, where you don't keep away from it. Midot v'yudeh, did you really make it there?
That's why I thought this was, at the end of the day, this would be, in this stage, this was the case. Bodil?
No, but we know already. It said, you can't be goyishim. Why can't you be Gaidish? Even though you're bodil, why can't you be Gaidish? So it says especially because of Seder, there's no loss there. So we knew already there's two tznoim. There's two tznoim to that. Needs to be Aleph, like you're saying, has to be bodil, like the Gemara is saying. But besides that, if it wouldn't be a loss, we wouldn't allow you to do it. So, says the Gemara. Ben was halfway down the page, a little bit over. Wherever that means the person's familiar with it, right? He's usual with it. Loi goza yude. And so it says in the Mishnah, lo yikayv odom shvifesh abeitah. This is the Mishnah about Madlikin. A person must make a hole in an eggshell. Be meleno shemen and fill up with shemen. Be meleno bitzad hanev and place it next to the lamp. Why would the person want to do that? Yishvil shadehim and aptefes. In order that the oil should drip. This is a way of the person's only got a certain size lamp. And the oil will only last, let's say, for 2 hours. And you want the oil to last for three. You have a potential, a practical way of doing it. You fill up a reserved eggshell, which drips at a certain pace. Now, as the oil burns up the lamp below, it can get refilled with the eggshell above, and that way you'll have a tremendously good long-lasting lamp. So you can't do it, but fill in shacheres, even if it's shacheres. So why not? Why can't you do it? What's wrong with taking that's an eggshell. You're doing it before Shabbos, obviously. So what's wrong? What's the risk? Says Rashi. Minatefes. Where Rashi is, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down in the wide line. Minatefes. First word on the line is Minatefes. Minatefes. Tip in dakos, small drops. Kishab sila mevaeres. As the wick is burning, these small drops will fall in the lamp. Vapilo hishalcheres. Even if this eggshell was made out of cheres, so it's obviously not eggshell, this is an idea, but even if it's made of cheres, oisish feferes. Even if this feferes, this shell, this reserve of oil, was made out of cheres, to be isol, which is moist, it's not pleasant to take oil from there. It's still forbidden. Because you might come to take off some of that oil tea. Yes. Somebody puts oil into a candle, into a lamp. You're chayev because of mavi. You're giving more fuel. Somebody who draws off oil. Chayiv Mishum Mechabe, Chayiv Mishum Mechabe, says the Mishnah, you can't put this oil, you can't put this shferes there, next to the lamp, because we're worried he'll come to draw off some oil on Shabbos. Obviously, we're never worried he'll come to draw oil from the actual land. Every person realizes that's machabe. But from the reserve, the person might not realize that's machabe, and that's also machabe. Why is that machabe, by the way? Why is it machabe? Why is it on grammar? What are you doing exactly? And machabe means you're extinguishing your life. What are you doing here
exactly?
You're making it end earlier. That's grammar. That's the end. The Rishonim is ready. Rosha, the Rishonim speak out that anything which is designated as the fuel of the lamp, if you take away some of that, the fuel of the lamp, it itself is kibbutz. That's kibbutz. Taking away designated fuel of the lamp is kibbutz. So maybe that,
is it also mukhsa?
It's also mukhsa, yeah.
So it can't be the fuel.
Yeah, but we're worried. The person
wrote, designated for fuel, so what are you kidding?
Yeah, of course it's mukhsa, but we're more worried. We're worried the person will take off because he won't realize it's part of the lamp. And I'll come to eat and be over on kibbutz, it's the right. So, we're obviously more worried about that.
But that's far out. If we say that take away the reserve is like people can you say that electricity, for example, you know, there's a far out whether electricity is going out or whether it's aish. But let's say you say that it's aish, then would having a shower time be considered without as well? Can you take away from the source?
So Moshe Feinstein held that to change the time switch on Shabbos, before Shabbos, you can do that. But on Shabbos is the Issur of the race. He held that.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay, you were saying something about on? Okay, so one thing, we didn't really want to go into Hilchos Shabbos too much. Focus on Hilchos Pesachim and Hilchos Bodul Minhag. So what are we trying to say here? We're saying that here the Rabbanan says you have this oil there, since there's a risk a person might come to eat it. We said in meeting there and said you can't take from it. Now what do we be able to say? Of all people, what do we be able to say? If you're the Rabbi, if you're the Mati. So now we have a big problem. If you're the big man who says that we don't want you to involve yourself in chometz because you might come to eat it, he's not concerned that you're going to come to take the oil from the lamp. Why? So you're going to say that bottle, not bottle. Both of these are the same. Both of them are not bottle. First chometz is not bottle, and it's not bottle. You have a chometz, you have an oil that you would use the whole year long. Come Shabbos, you stop. That's bottle. That's low bottle in it. And yeah, Rabbi was Mati. That's the question.
Concerned,
that's where she spoke at. But it's,
we're
not saying a person Dafka wants to do kibbutz. Person just might forget that these two are connected. And therefore, he'll take the oil and he'll, for his salads, not realizing it's kibbutz. So Chomet said, we're worried about that. And the Buddha said, we're not worried about it. That's a steer in the Buddha. So what's the answer of the Gemara? Hoson Shem Chumah, the Shabbos, Midil, the Dilik. Since we're talking about a concern here of Shabbos, it's a skila. Since it's only a chum of Shabbos, we're more concerned. We're less than them. The person will be more scared to take away any oil. It will bring his head more. This oil is a Shabbos, which is a skila. So if it's such a thing, he'll be much more careful about it and he won't take. Okay? Says Rashi. By Rabbi Yehuda Mati, Rabbi got the shemen, hakol tzidin boy. Even though it's shemen, everyone is very familiar with it. And yet, Rabbi Yehuda was Mati. The answer he said was because of Shabbos. Shabbos is more chum. That what? So Shabbos more chum. A person lives the body in it. A person will keep away from it. No. Rashi finishes off with the R, which I wanted to ask Falpeh first. So we've answered the Yudha. What about Rabbanon? What about the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon told me that by Chomet, it's only Chomet, they said you can keep checking until the night time. No, it's a skila then. By Shabbos, which is a skila, they said you can't take. How are we going to resolve Shabbos Chachamim now? If you're doing honest to the Shabbos Ve'echoma, a person automatically keep away from Shabbos. Shabbos Yer 83. The Chomet, how are you going to answer the bottom by Chomet? One. From Chatzis until night, is this the right one?
This is not her.
Well, this is the right one. Ach, b'yem ha-shir, b'yem ha-rish at the shpizu. Then it's the right one. See you, Chomet. Maybe there's no Kori, in Achalam, but this is the right one. So what? How are we going to resolve the Rabbanon now? Rabbanon allows you to do B'dika until nightfall. When there's no big courage to stop the person from doing it. And yet when it comes to Shabbat, they said, don't worry. No, they said it should be wild. You might come to pay the oil. The Chaya, it's from Nagat, it's for Hukha. Very good. So the Gemara said before, and what's the Svar in the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon also asking that we're worried you might come to eat Yisurim. Because if you're going out, you're waiting to destroy the Yisurim. Then we're not worried about it. But by Shabbos, you're not going out your way to destroy the Issah. Therefore, there is a concern. I mean, Rabbanon is more worried than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanon really are more worried than Rabbi Yehuda. Start so you're thinking the other way, really. The Rabbanon are more concerned you're going to come to eat it through. It just happens to be they hold a svar that as much as you're going out your way to destroy it, then there's no risk that you're going to come to eat. It says Rashi, finishing off this Rashi. Rabbanon, Lekelak Shiri. So us with Steve and Rabban, we don't have. So it came now, because we already established, time of a chomet, the reason of chomet is, Mishum Tuvu Atmoy, Mechaza, Olov, Lisoto. He himself is the whole mahut, the whole thing what he's involved in, is to destroy it, and therefore there's no concern he's going to come to eat it. Mashim came by Shabbat. He's not out to destroy the oil, so therefore there's a risk that he's going to come to eat it. Very good. So,
and
yeah, so it comes out according to what we're coming out. The shit is a banana. We always concern the person will eat it. Doesn't help the fact that you're bothered. Doesn't help. Unless that you're going out your way to destroy.
Unless you have a mnemonic.
Do you
have some type of reminder in front of this light, this eggshell?
They don't say
it. Right on top of it. These are both shadows. Do not touch me.
I don't know. Mishnah doesn't say that. It helps. Mishnah says if it's connected by it, if it's made like, officially made like that, then it would help. But not.
He said in case of plucking and things like that.
Yeah, that's when my involvement with it was in a shinnik. But here, I don't know if someone reminded me. It doesn't say that in Mishnah. I don't know. Not sure. So, so where are we holding? So what do we say? When are you not worried about your come to eat it? When do you say you're not worried to come to eat it? What do we say beforehand? If you're bothered, okay, and say that. And here, we're seeing a Shabbos. So what he's saying is, Chumrah Shabbos, you're bothering it. Very good, but where's the other tonight? We need to say that. By Chodesh, you're also bothering it. But he says, not enough. You need to say that. So by Shabbos, very good. Shabbos, you're bothered me. What happened to the other tonight? They need to say that as well.
I'm
like the no, you think you're going to get killed? We're talking about not somebody that's amazing. Yeah? You hear that? Oh, we're asking that we know by Chodosh there are two tonight we need. You need one thing to need something that makes him keep away from it. And that's bothering him. The fact that he's never familiar with it is a reason to keep away from it. But even that's not enough. It's also requiring it to be a hesed. It's also requiring it to be a hesed. Otherwise, we wouldn't want you to come anywhere near it, even though you normally keep away from it, because it's still concerned.
But we have this.
But by Shabbat, very good. By Shabbat, what do we have? We have a question. It says you're allowed to take, you're allowed to have that oil there. We're not concerned to come to eat it. Why not? Yep. So Shabbos is very chomel, a person keeps away from Shabbos. Very good, but what happened to the other tonight? That very nice, it's very chomel. There's another tonight that needs to be, an Ochem Hesed. And there's no Hesed here, so how can we allow you to have the oil there? There's no Hesed. So Yossi Mambol suits him. But the Rama asks his kasha. Again, asking comes to review that he needs two tonight. Where is his two tonight? So most basic characters, in the end of the suga is that since Shabbos is so chomel, hey, you don't need two tonight. Shabbos is so chomel, that will keep a guy away from where he can be completely relaxed and there's no risk of personal contact. That's the first third of the run, which is very mavan. Why do you need this state? Because there's still a bit of a concern you might come to eat it, but we're going to relax on that because of the, a hesed.
Sounds like counterintuitive.
When it comes
because,
to...
Because Shabbos is self-homer, we should be more strict with it. Because Shabbos is self-homer, we can be lenient because people are going to be self-restricted.
Why should we be more homo? Because there is, a person might come to eat it.
Pretend.
Right? But if something is so severe, then there's no risk of a person going to do it.
So based on that let's not have any fence around, the nuclear reactor. Why? Because people are so afraid of coming next to this. So let's just open it up, open access, everything come in. Makes sense.
Okay, let me rephrase your question another way. That according to what this far, then according to your far, if you have a electric cable sticking out of the ground which nobody will notice, where's the more chance, any other nuclear reactor, where's the more chance of somebody getting that? The electric cable sticking out of the ground no one notices, or the nuclear reactor?
Where there's more of a chance someone will get injured?
Yeah.
Something
that doesn't notice. Right. Something which is a nuclear reactor, it's itself tells the guy to keep away. Now, why they put things around is probably for sabotage. If we live in a world of normality, if you have a sign saying nuclear reactor, there's no risk of a person going inside and touching. I'm thinking, the electric cable sitting on the ground, there is such a risk. So maybe that's what we're saying. If you were to have some chalosh is an isra. Not an isra that weighs on a person's mind so much. And therefore there's a risk you might come to eat it. But isra Shabbos weighs on a person's mind so much, therefore there's no risk he's going to come to eat it. No risk he's going to come to take off the oil or to eat it. So this is like a heavy weight on his mind.
Don't we have a principle that usually based on the punishment of an isra, that's how we able to figure out how
it is, right? Uh-huh. Based on what we're saying now, it should be the opposite. No. Because if something is so humor, then there should be less of a punishment for it. People know, it's humor. Let's not go there. The punishment is not because to stop you from doing it soon. The punishment is because you are over it. So obviously, if something is so severe, and you got that, and you are over it, you get a bigger punishment. If somebody would touch that electric cable that's sticking out of the ground, you could understand why he touched it, right? If somebody goes into a nuclear reactor, you're shocked, why is he doing that? So obviously if you do something with full merit, full merida, you're going to get yourself a more of a punishment than if you do something by mistake. Or if you do something with that which you wouldn't have thought so much. Right? The more chomel the thing, the less... If a person realizes it's more chomo and he's over on it, so it obviously gets more onus. The famous result salam by Nyoni Chuba. The person, when he comes to Yon Adin, you have to weigh up what to do Chuba. Obviously, you should try and do Chuba on everything. But the harder is for you to be over on it, so the harder it is for you to overcome it, the less onus you get for it. The ones that are easier for you to overcome, the more onus you get. So therefore he says you should work on the things that are easy for you to overcome. Because those are the things that you get more onus for. So when you come to, if you put the same idea here, you have something which, say that, well, I didn't think it was so chomel. That means it was harder for me to overcome for myself not to take the oil. I didn't realize it's such a chomel thing, right? Chalosh. So maybe after such a thing, a person might come to eat. Something which a person does realize how bad it is, his best chance is going to come to eat. Says the Gemara, that's it. That's the sign. Says the Ram, that's the Teretz. He don't need to say that. He don't need to say that. The second Teretz is what Yossi answered at the end. He says, Inacham, here there is Pseda. Here there is Pseda. What's the Pseda? Pseda is the Shalom Bayis. Rav and Yerayim for Shabbos. There is also Pseda. The fact that you're not going to have a nice Shabbos meal, it'll be dark, is Pseda, and therefore, says the Ram, Rav Yudha said, it's okay, we can make it. We're not going to be worried you'll take from it, because A, you're Bozil, and B, is a Pseda, you're going to have a dark Shabbos. Dark Shabbos. Okay, so
as you mentioned, you say that it would be too big because you need to stop to drink.
No, the Pseda is the other way. The Pseda was saying, because of the Pseda, we're not worried you're going to come to take it. Right? So because of the Pseda, we're not worried you come to eat it. The answer, that's what, I lost the place, the hero was there. Velina Ra'inim Shabbos, from Shabbos and Lokas Neres, Shekuli Ka'ilu Goyim. No, not Pseda, like Ilu Rega. Just like Ilu Rega, we allowed it, you should have Ilu Rega. So it's here, we'll allow it, you should have the mitzvah. Okay, so that's the end of the Gemara outcome. So where we're getting to first round. So now I'd like to start Chazor. We'll start it together. And we should continue on from wherever we leave off today and share. Should carry, continue on to the Chazor until this stage.
Hello?
Yes.
Where do you see the Gemara that the meaning of Seder? I don't know what
the person says.
The Gemara itself doesn't talk about
it. Right, sorry, the Gemara doesn't say Pseda, the Gemara leaves us with a difficulty.
Why would the Gemara mention
Pseda on itself? The Mishnah is difficult to understand. The Mishnah says, you can be Kaita, but you can't be Gaidish. Why should you? What's the difference? Why can't you be Kaita, but you can't be Gaidish?
So, why can't we answer the reason? Because really you're not supposed to be
Kaita. Why not?
Because the
pumpkins
are built
before you bring them. Isn't that just
possible?
Ta
harvest,
it says. Means you got harvest. No, but it's already harvested.
No, harvest means everything.
Harvest.
I think.
It does mean.
How does that know?
Okay, let's follow along like you want.
I don't know what it
means. Because it doesn't. Harvesting means harvesting. But let's say that you want to keep going with your thoughts. Okay.
Omer means omer. How do you
get to
the Omer
steps? So the Kutzachem. Say that. Carry on your thoughts.
The Omer steps. No? Okay. So
keep carrying your thoughts.
The original
status
is not supposed to be touching
this. Menatoya. Okay. So how are we allowed to harvest it?
From the certain places.
Certain places. So why can't you be gauged? So why can't you be good this year? Why? Why?
Why are we lacking the middle?
Keep going. You want to say a theory, so let's hear it. I'm all in. It says you are allowed to harvest and you're not allowed to be good. Explain to me the chiluk. You won't be bothering.
You will be.
Which day?
I'm
it says you're not allowed to stack it.
No, not stack it.
Why not stack it? The Pasuk says you're not allowed to touch it, why are we allowed to harvest it? Because it's talking about those type of fields. So those type of fields are allowed to, so why can't you be gold this year? You might complete it, so why are we allowed to harvest it? Very good. So you've seen capture taxes. Very good. What do you mean? If you're going to tell me that, that
by
huh?
So
why were you not allowed to be stacking it? So you see, bottom is not enough of a reason. Because even though bottom is not allowed to stack it. You see, you also came to this Moscow. You see, bottom needs the reason, but it's not enough. We still need to come on to another thing that has to be ahead. Yeah? Good. Okay, so let's see, we want to go from a Buddha owner. Obviously, you're not going to be able to do this and share, but from a Buddha owner, from the Mishnah, until where we got to today. So if you're doing it, stop, stay away from the Mishnah. If you're doing it, both can owe you a dalad, obviously we'll do it a bit quicker. Both can owe you a dalad, or be a dalad shachis, or be shasabil. So if Yudin says you have to do, how many times you have to do bdika? Yeah, but it doesn't mean that. Right? The Habagan of the Gemara means you need to do it three times. The Maskan of the Gemara means only one time. That's the Maskan. No, it won't. No. The Gemara will tell you. The Gemara asked the question. And then the Gemara asked the question. No, then there was an Elo. The Gemara asked the question, and Elo, the Gemara was retracted from that. No, no, no. The Maskana is one time. No, the Gemara says one. The Gemara says, okay, we'll get there, let's keep going. The Gemara said that. So, if you said you have to do it, you're Dalit, Obi Dalit Shachas of Shachabio, Macharab Elohimim, Loi Boda, or you're Dalit. If you didn't do it the first night, then you do it, be you dalid. He's like, be you dalid. What does that mean? What does be you dalid mean? In the morning. He's like, be you dalid in the morning. Ala bokeh, as they say in a bit. Loi bod like, be you dalid. He's like, the seich amayid. What does the seich amayid mean?
Up to, here.
Yeah, it's both. During the Siddur. During the 6 hours, that's what Rashi says. During the 6 hour, that's what Rashi says. But the place is holds. Take our Moed meant during the time of it's from the 7th on, that's what it says held. From the 7th on, until when? Until end of Pesach, that's what it says it holds, very good. Loi Bodak, the Seich HaMoed, if you didn't do it, Seich HaMoed, take that time, he's like, Ach HaMoed, what does Ach HaMoed mean? I couldn't say this after the Chag, and according to Rashi, Al Shedeshach. And it could be, you could argue in that and say until the end of the Chag. Right. This is a sugar which we learned really earlier. It's something which you left over, you place in a hidden way, so it shouldn't get lost. Okay. So that was, we had to read that Rashi. Rashi quickly let's go over together, but say Chamayid. What does the Chamayid mean? Rashi says, Bishal Shishis, Shumayid Abiyo. That's the time of birth, of Biyo. Mayid, what's Mayid mean? Says Rashi, Mayid Abiyo. Doesn't mean Yom Tov. It means Mayid Abiyo, the time of Biyo. La'ach HaMayid, what does HaMayid mean? Says Rashi, Mishay Shes Belamara, Ad Shetechsa. Why does Rashi say Dafi Ad Shetechsa? How does Rashi know that? Maybe it means until the end of the Chag. How does Rashi know that?
Rashi says, look, it's called Ayurveda Bama, but Rashi also says,
the
Isser
falls away, Ayurveda Bama. When?
At night?
No, the Isser falls away after Yom Tov. So why did Rashi say that you only can do it after Pesach? Why didn't Rashi say you've got Sechiv to the Dika during Pesach as well? Then we had the Ram. The Ram said, the Rashi holds, since there's an Issa Koris, we're more concerned you're going to come to Egypt. And therefore, we don't allow you to involve yourself in it. Right? Since there's Issa Koris, we're more concerned. Yeah. Don't look for it.
So, he
is the Chacham.
No,
I'm
saying Chacham says that since you're busy with it, you won't come.
Right. This Svara says the Ram, this Svara is only enough when there's no Chashash Kares. But when there's a Chashash Kares, we are concerned with that.
You have
a Chashash
and
you have it's not Bobil. Yeah, so it's not Bobil. Since it's not Bobil, we're concerned the person will come to eat it. And now we said the Svara, you yourselves involved themselves to get rid of it, there's less chance of eating it. So the Ram is a nice Svara, but not when we're talking about Kares. Since there's a risk of Kares, it's not much a danger here, and he's not bothered for a minute, there's a concern he's going to come to eat it. Right, so you're the Ram, that's a pass for me, it sounds, we've got Svara as a full face here. When it comes to the candle burning on Shabbos, if you just said, since there's an Issa Skila, we're not concerned a person's going to come to Tekor. And when it comes to Zika Svamit, The Ram told you that Rashi said, since there's a shash of choice, we're more concerned the person might, we are concerned the person might put in his mouth. Right? So, make up your mind, are we more, yeah, happens to be one of the Ruda ones of Avram, but that's it's a good aura of Avram, the aura you would have wanted to express. Right. Let's have the Ram speak that. The Ram's chelik of Rashi. The Ram holds until the end of the Yom. But that's all Rashi would hold. That's what Rashi holds. That was Shitta's Rashi. Taita had a different kasha. Taita the kasha besides Taita the kasha. Why is Abuda calling it Niman Abil and Rabbanan calling it Niman Amay Taita Amay? Why are you talking about, if you're talking about at the same time, why are you expressing it in different ways? And Taita said that the chilek is, because that's it, says Nivshat. The Ram answered that question. The Ram said, according to Abuda, there's only one time you burn it, and that is the Shas Abil, so we can call it Shas Abil. According to Abanon, you have the additional time until the end of the day. We can't call it Shas Abil. We're going to call it Zman Abil. That's the opportune time, the best time to do it. It's not the Zman Abil. Zman Abil is Mugbar. This is the only time to do it.
That was, we say Mashma from here, according to the Shita, that when somebody does Bir Hamas,
why? Because it's Moed. I think if Yaakov asked that, I think somebody asked that later. I don't think so. But the Chiddush
the
Ram
on the
Mishnah. Yeah, the Ram's on the Rish. On the Rish on the Mishnah, yeah. Shashish is 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Yeah? The end of fifth carrying on to the end of the sixth. Yeah?
From
the beginning of the sixth hour.
Which is
5. Right. Yeah, it's the end of the fifth hour. Right. Okay. So it takes one monakuda, and that's where that will leave it today. It takes one monakuda that why didn't Rashi learn his chant? Okay, his chant's the best chant. They don't even in Yonzi, but maybe Dati Yonzi. So that's the takes, because Rashi Yonzi is no Issa. The whole reason why you're doing Bikus Chametz is because of Bar Yoah Bar Yimotze. And there's no Bar Yoah Bar Yimotze after Pesach. No Bar Yoah Bar Yimotze after Pesach, and therefore, there's no need to do Bzika Acha Moed, if Moed meant Yomtev. And the Moed didn't mean Yomtev. Moed meant Acha time of Bio. Acha time of Bio, and Teich means Teich time.
After the whole Chametz, Shabbat.
Yeah, but there's no Bar Yoah. Yeah, there's no Bar Yoah.
Nobody
knows,
but wouldn't Rashi, wouldn't we want him to search it out
so he doesn't? So now I'm going to talk to the deacon for that. I'm going to talk to the deacon to not tell anybody about it. Okay, so that is where we're going to leave off today. So please try and carry on the Chazara, start today at least. We go from my time of the Gemara until where we got to today, and we have some tomorrow, we'll try and finish off Chazara together. So have a good day, everyone.